Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring you another great interview from our week in Kansas City at the NAFB convention. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to talk with the folks from Winfield United. We're able to grab Randy Brown, Director of Winfield United Agronomy. And first of all, Randy, great to see you. How's the NAFB conference going for you so far?
Been going great. A lot of good people here, a lot of interesting things you pick up, get to talk to a lot of people.
Well, let's talk product here a little bit. First of all, and I was getting a little bit of an education, I admit that, but let's talk about Winfield United and let's maybe your presence in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. If somebody has not heard from you or maybe has a great understanding of the products you offer, talk about what you guys are.
Yeah, so Winfield United is a part of Land O'Lakes, the cooperative, and so we're farmer-owned. And so the local cooperative owns us. We supply them with fertilizer, with seed, and also just about any input that you can put on a crop. We like to supply them.
Let's be a little bit more descriptive. We'll start with seed. What types of things do you offer there?
Yeah, so we have our own proprietary brand of Cropland Genetics. We're pretty proud of that. But we're also partnered with the other seed dealers. So we partnered with Bayer with their DeKalb, Syngenta. We have a solution for about everybody in the seed standpoint.
Talk about chemical and what types of things that you offer.
Yeah, so we have a complete portfolio on herbicides, insecticides, fungicide, but we also have a lot of adjuvant packages, and so we're really proud of some of our products that help make the herbicides better. We have a solution for drift management, which is a real issue in certain areas now with the Xtend and Enlist beans.
So I know up in our neck of the woods, and mainly North Dakota, a lot of folks are, there's chemical available. There are some things that they're worried about, some things that they should be worried about. So let's talk about maybe, first of all, just your fertilizers, those types of things with your company. Is it good to order early? Are prices going up? Is there a possibility that there might not be enough? What are you hearing? What are you putting out for your customers?
Yeah, so this next year is going to be a real challenge because if we look at fertilizer prices, in some areas they're 2-3 times what they were before. So how we manage our fertilizer is going to be really important. So this is a good year to go out and take a soil sample, see where we're at. In some of these drought areas out there, we probably didn't use all our fertility from last year. And with the prices they have today, it'd be a great opportunity to take advantage of that. This next year, with some of the supply chain issues around fertilizer, but also our herbicides, insecticide, and fungicides, we need to be early. We need to have that plan. Work with your local ag retailer to get that plan early. Make sure you got product.
And this isn't a sales pitch. We always hear it, hurry in, got to get it now. But this is something that is a concern, not only for your company, but others.
Absolutely. And we already know that from some of the suppliers, especially on the chemical side, is that we're going to be on allocation. So it's really important when we make our weed control plan, our insect plan, or our fungicide, that we do that early. We do a real good agronomic assessment of what our true needs are, and then lock that in as soon as we can.
All right, might ask you the tough question, maybe an easy question. So I am sitting, and I'm going to start rattling off towns in North Dakota. I'm in Castleton. I'm in Windmere. I'm in Wahpeton. How do I find out more about your product, and who is there a person I can talk to there?
Yeah, so again, we're part of the cooperative system. So your best bet is always start with your local ag retailer. They know how to get a hold of us. Go to your local cooperative, or you can go to our website. And WinfieldUnited.com, and you can find out representatives there. But being farmer-owned, we always like to start at the local level.
I think it's a good time for somebody that if they have not, maybe it's before, we're hoping before they have ordered for next year, but it's a good time maybe to do some shopping around, maybe find out about what the products that you guys have. Anything new for this year?
Yeah, so we've made a big push this last couple years on a couple fronts. So one is not only from a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, we look at a lot of other nutrition and the relationship. We understand that there's some ways that we can make our nitrogen more efficient. And so we like to put together a complete fertility plan so we get the biggest bang for our buck. So we have a new product called Maxion Potassium. And one of the things with potassium is that it is really essential for our nitrogen use efficiency, getting those dollars we paid with nitrogen. So if we are short of potassium, we can determine that through a tissue sample. We can go in and we can remedy that. The other thing that we've been working a lot with, because of not only the economics of it, but because the environmental issue, when politics now, ag has been kind of identified as a potential source of solving some of our climate issues. And so we've been working a lot with nitrogen use efficiency. We've actually taken our genetics and we've given them a score on how they respond to nitrogen. And then we've also built some tools that help you make the right decision.
And maybe talk about just because we had such wicked drought in North Dakota, although the eastern part of the state was a little bit better. But then we had frost, and then we've had bad winds, and we've had the list go on. And I would think just even when you're dealing with pesticides or herbicides or different things, or maybe some folks weren't even, there was no moisture, so some things can't get applied. So do you have a team of people that people can call if they're a farmer, they bought your product, but they're like, I haven't had any rain for like 3 weeks. Can I put this down?
Yeah, so we actually have regional agronomists out there. We also have sales staff, account managers that work closely with the cooperative system. We do a lot of training with the cooperative system. So there's a team out there to help you with these decisions.
Perfect. All right, you and I were talking about Nebraska. So that's home right now, right? Because I'm seeing Arden Hills on your name tag. So let's talk about Nebraska. How was the growing season there this year?
We were in certain areas under extreme drought, so our dry land acres was a lot like the Dakotas up there. We really struggled. We have a lot of irrigation, and so with the lack of rain, but we could pump water, we had low diseases, some of the best yields we've ever had on irrigation.
That is fantastic. What type of weather system? Was it just drought? Did they deal with the frost that we ended up? I mean, you're further south, but did you get rain at the end of the season to kind of replenish the soils?
Yeah, so we started out the first part of the season. We had some good moisture, then it turned off, went dry, went through a lot of the season drought. We've been getting some rain here, which is thankful, so we're replenishing that. We didn't have the frost issues that you guys had in the spring. That helped us out a lot.
Well, Randy, one more time, I'm going to have you give the website, any other contact information, if there's a phone number, Facebook page, let's have it.
Yeah, so WinfieldUnited.com is our website, and we are on social media. So search for Winfield United. We have our answer plot system, which is training and research, and we do Facebook Live events. So we're all over social media.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. We'll be back with more Farm Talk in just a moment.